No.
Did you say the street?
No, I will.
Working on it.
Before she turns it in, at least.
Because I think I'm going to special ed, but I ain't going to work for it. I see you so much.
You can't let it go around.
She might be teaching your children.
Yeah.
Are you going to be ready? My children are going to be talking to me.
If they go to CIA?
Okay, hey, now, for the time, that's stuff on this, you had to tell her something.
No.
Yeah, how about a private contest up here?
What happy God is?
I don't have a plan.
Since we're talking about, like, trying to get ourselves involved in it, since, you know, why don't we restrict it down to the university community? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, a bunch of departments, like the education department and English department and some others, I think they're kind of like, you know, just really soliciting Indians. Mm-hmm. Don't misinterpret the soliciting in the sense, because, you know, like, once you get in there, you can be very instrumental as to implementing new things that will affect you and, you know, whoever's going to be here in the next 10 years. And so, like, the thing to do is really, you know, put a lot of effort and take advantage of these opportunities. Like, for instance, Herbie was trying to tell us, you know, the, what is it?
Sociology. How the people are educated in the East, and they come out thinking they can deal with the Indian problems, and they don't really know what they are.
I mean, like, someone could get in there, you know, the more people that could participate in this thing, you know, kind of change the view, all these people's viewpoints about things, you know.
Yeah,
the thing to do is start right there within that.
Change it.
I think, like, just by going to these sessions and kind of really
shooting the breeding. We wanted people that have really, really experienced and lived on reservation as it really is, you know, and I just went to DIA schools, I guess that would be the thing.
The main
thing was living on reservation, right. And then experience and training close knowledge data.
So things like that pop up here and there, take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm. There's another thing you can take advantage of, and that's the whiskey department. Because
they
are the ones that
sent
out
the Alcatraz.
It's
the advantage of them,
right? There's a lot of departments in the university that are very interested in anything.
No, really, if any of you are interested, see what they're doing is they pay you $9 a tape when you go out. Maybe I should go back. Doris Duke is a sympathetic old lady, and she has a lot of money, and she gives universities, the history department says certain universities so much funding a year, and she gave this history department one that we got $42,000 for the next year. And what they're having is concentration on American Indian history, concentration on Southwestern, you know, Pueblo, Apache, and Navajo in this area. And they're having people, Indian, well, the guy that's kind of head of it now, he wants to solicit more Indian people, whether they're students or non-students, to go out and they record old people like this man from around Smith Lake. You know, he's just a...
That's my area. I come from there. Don't you dare.
Just that area.
He comes from Smith Lake, and he, no education, the whole thing, and he came, and they're paying him, and he goes out and he records some of these old people about the Long Walk and history of Navajo and stuff like that. He brings it back in, and they're using some, I don't know, they're using some Pueblo people, too. They're non-students, to go out and they record old people like this man from around Smith Lake. You know, he's just a...
That's my area. I come from there. Don't you dare.
Just that area.
I'm just kidding.
he comes from Smith Lake, and he, you know, no education, the whole thing, and he came, and they're paying him, and he goes out and he records some of these old people about the wrong walk and history of Navajos and stuff like that. He brings it back in, and they're using some, I don't know, they're using some Pueblo people too. And then they wanted some of the students to do this, and this is the reason we got to go out. And also, right now, they're hiring two new secretaries, one part-time and one full-time. And it would be really great if we could get, you know, some Indian secretaries in there.
Well, he said that they want an Indian.
Yeah, they do want an Indian. Yeah. Professor Ellison.
And they want more Indians to participate. It's this summer, though.
Where? Minnesota?
No, here, at the university. The word hasn't really gotten around yet. It's just between the, like, Rigsby, Ellis, and Spolsky, and some other...
Your informant?
My informant.
Some of those professors are cool. I think it's your duty to let us know. Hey, you guys, our duty to... You know, finish filling it up too.
You know, that's another thing. Like with that office we have at Mesa Vista, and it's there, but we didn't mean to use it. See, and like we could take all this information and letters we received from different universities that are relevant.
See, Dr. Rigsby knows about it, and I was going to tell him to announce it this evening, but I forgot all about it. So.
And see, like I said tonight, there's two positions for work study open for Indians to work in the office there, and there the office can be open all day, and they have about $86 worth of office equipment over there. And
someone just is sitting there, you can do your homework.
Yeah, even volunteer, you know, volunteer is the best thing, but as an added incentive, if someone really needs some money, work study, you go over and get your application from student aides, and then Ramager ships you over, and they take you over, and you get it, you know.
See if you don't have a marble bag hanging right here.
Can anyone else get a job like you're doing, you know, taking people?
That's what I did. You can go over there. You can have a job like you take. Can you do
that? That's what Irene's doing.
That work study thing, someone should go there tomorrow, you know, so we can have the office open to post a lot of information that has some of the information that has come in needs to be posted, you know, on the bulletin board or be around the office where everyone has access to it or whatever, you know. And
I'll be glad to go over the volunteer.
It's at Mesa Vista. You go, you know, just go through that.
Come by tomorrow morning without any classes, and I'll take you.
I came by this afternoon.
Come by in the morning.
Early in the morning, by 9 o'clock.
Well, I have to come by early because I have to come by about 9. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because I have to go.
Be sure now.
If you guys know of anybody that needs jobs, just come see Anna or whatever.
I mean,
they have all the inside information.
Oh, also that Southwestern literature thing. I think we should talk about it.
Hey, yeah. Just a minute.
Okay. Hey, quiet.
There are several of us students that are enrolled in that Southwestern literature class, and Professor Rimley, the one that's hitting it, and he wanted to know if we could make up some kind of book list. And we had a big dispute over it because there's like Southwestern literature, and they're offering Black Elk Speaks, which is Sioux, and you know, Well, I guess, well, like Alice was saying, you know, we could read it and get a certain level of Indianness out of it, but how much does it go with it? And see, they want us to feed back to the class, and we couldn't really feed back that much to the class about, you know, something that's Sioux, whereas we could feed back more of something that's Southwestern. So if you guys know any good books, you know, that's about Southwestern, you know, the bits will, you know, let us know about it. Or there's several kids that are in that class. That, who else is
Veronica, you, I, Irene.
No, I'm not in that class.
Karen Suazo.
Malcolm Montoya,
and the other girl. Yeah. Yeah. But the funny thing about it is, like, this whole course and the idea behind it was, you know, the professor had decided, you know, oh, I'm going to gear this class, you know, and make it relevant to the Chicano and to the Indian. And what he ends up with is about 80% white, you know, and a few Indians here and there, and the next largest group next to the white people is the Chicano.
Is it a big lecture?
So what happened was, you know, yeah. The more Chicanos applied, so all he had to do was open it up again, and what happened
the
was
reason why, I think, because he combined the two classes together, 257 and 277 or something like that.
Section one.
Yeah.
So, like, that's another way that you can be kind of, like, instrumental into coming up with something that is relevant to you, is to take advantage of the course. The same way with the Indian law thing over there. They have a program, and the same thing happened. More whites showed up than Indians, anyway.
Well, the thing about the course
that was actually geared for the Indian, and which was supposed to be relevant to him, is kind of more or less oriented for the other people now.
Go to the instructor first.